The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country.
Here we are, after a great Christmas. Hope you had a great Christmas at your home. But we are, boy, it's nice to be back on the airwaves here. We took a little break for the Christmas, and so we're back. We have more news to report than usual. We were last live on the air Friday, so we've got a few days to catch up on. And one of the things we do here on the Trump Phenomenon, and that's the name of this show. I'm James Kelso. It's all live from North Dakota. I like to joke, to kid you, sunny North Dakota. It might be sunny, but it might be minus 20 degrees also. And one of the things we do on this show is sort of keep a scorecard on the Trump phenomenon. How have we done in the last 24 hours? Usually it's a 24-hour cycle. And, well, the first thing I have to report to you here, let's see. We've got Saturday, Sunday, and Monday under our belts. All good. That's the scorecard on the Trump phenomenon. Everything that happened in these intervening days has been good for all of us patriots, vis-a-vis this greatest thing that's happened in our lives, the Trump phenomenon, the biggest political event of any of our lives. I don't see how anybody – it would be interesting to see if somebody could surmise a greater political event in their lives than the Trump phenomenon. I don't think anybody could. Also, how could anybody interpret what we've experienced other than as the greatest thing, not only the biggest thing, but the greatest, the best thing that's happened for any of us? And I especially like to focus on the effect on our children. And I hark back to that moment on November 8th when I, after that show, after we closed the mic, I went upstairs and told my kids, it was late, told my kids, your lives just got a whole lot better. And that's proving to have been a correct statement there on November 8th of 2016. Anyway, everything good has happened, or only good things, in these intervening days. And has anything bad happened? Any negative news to report to you? No. I don't know of any story that indicates any disappointment anywhere in the whole galaxy of the Trump phenomenon. So there's your executive summary of the last few days. It's really been good. So let's launch into it. If you have something to make a comment on, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. And I'd especially appreciate anybody with something that's kind of a bullet point update on something that I may have missed, something good or bad that you observed in the unfolding here of the Trump phenomenon. Let's see, a good place to begin. I want to quote Rand Paul, chip off the old block here with an apple that didn't fall far from the tree. Rand Paul, we'll get to him in a moment. Let's go to Donald Trump himself. Is tweeting, very good, 4 hours ago after his Christmas there in Palm Beach, Florida at Mar-a-Lago. All signs, I notice that Donald Trump attended church with Melania at the Episcopal Church right there where I used to live. And I was actually confirmed in the Episcopal Church myself. It was kind of neat to see Donald Trump in the Episcopal Church there in Palm Beach, Florida. All signs are that business is looking really good, writes, tweets Donald Trump 4 hours ago, for next year, only to be helped further by our tax cut bill. Will be a great year for companies and jobs. Stock market is poised for another year of success. Then, so that's an overall forward look as to how our year is going to be from our president. 13 hours ago, he tweets, wow. And then he says, at Fox and Friends. So he's watching Fox and Friends, I guess, this morning. Let's see, that would be, yes. Dossier is bogus. Clinton campaign, DNC funded dossier. FBI cannot, after all of this time, verify claims in dossier of Russia-Trump collusion. FBI tainted. And they used this crooked Hillary pile of garbage as the basis for going after the Trump campaign. That last sentence, the most important there. And they used this crooked Hillary pile of garbage, that is the Trump dossier, the fake dossier, as the basis for going after the Trump campaign. And there's, let's go a little earlier in his Twitter history. On the same subject, he said, let's go a little earlier here. This is the day before, on Christmas Eve, President Trump tweeted, again, referencing at Fox News this time, FBI's Andrew McCabe. And, Donald Trump is quoting Fox here. In addition to his wife getting all of this money from M, that's a Clinton puppet, M being the governor of Virginia, he was using, allegedly, his FBI official email account to promote her campaign. That's Andrew McCabe. And his wife, what's her name, Jill? You obviously cannot do this. These were the people who were investigating Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump there is quoting Fox. And I think that's very significant. Donald Trump now in his tweeting is want to quote Fox News. And I love that. And let's see if we can find another tweet on the same subject. Here he goes, on the day before, on December 23rd, he's really following Andrew McCabe. FBI Deputy Director tweets Donald Trump, Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go. Right. And then his tweet prior to that, we'll get to it in just a moment, I think. Paul Fromm, you're with us.
I finally dragged myself away from our Boxing Day celebrations, and yes, I'm with you, and glad to be back, and of course, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Well, and I reported just before you arrived, Paul, that one of the things we do is we keep a scorecard as to what's happened, good, bad, and ugly, with the Trump phenomenon in the intervening days since we were last live on the air, and I'm happy to report in the intervening days of Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, nothing bad happened at all for us Trump phenomenon enthusiasts. And all that did happen was good. And here's another good thing. Here's Donald Trump's tweet on December 23rd. He tweets, how can FBI director deputy director. And that's what he is right now, folks. This is breathtaking that this corrupt individual is the deputy director of the FBI. How can FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, the man in charge, along with Leakin' James Comey, so he's now got Leakin, doesn't sound too good. No man wants to be Leakin'. Leakin' James Comey of the phony Hillary Clinton investigation, including her 33,000 illegally deleted emails, be given $700,000 for his wife's campaign by Clinton puppets during investigation. Now, folks, there's a lot packed into that little tweet. And, you know, I guess there's this, you know, limitation on how many characters you can use in a tweet. So you have to get kind of terse in your language. Look at all he's done here. He has called James Comey Leakin' James Comey. So he's giving Comey the high sign. He calls the whole investigation by Mueller the phony Hillary Clinton investigation. The phony Hillary Clinton investigation he's calling James Comey's phony investigation, the one in which he exonerated her. And then he calls the Clinton people, the Clinton puppets. The Clinton puppets are the people that gave McCabe's wife $700,000, the puppets being the governor and his people in Virginia. So, folks, in that tweet, Donald Trump is really, that's something we've never seen from a president who will get into the ring, swinging with both fists, which is what he's doing verbally there. He is not, he is indefatigable. He is not relenting in his charge that was so wonderful during the primaries, which got him elected. And he has not run out of gas. If anything, he's charging harder than ever. All of that happened since we last met here at the Trump phenomenon. Go ahead.
One of the good guys is Louis Gohmert, formerly Judge Louis Gohmert from the 1st Congressional District in Texas, in East Texas. And Newsmax reports Representative Gohmert says Mueller would love to get Trump's scalp. And he's one of those. Congressman Gohmert is watching out for Donald Trump's back. FBI Special Counsel Robin Mueller is out for scalp, and his target is President Trump's Representative Louis Gohmert last week. I have said since day one, since he was appointed, he is bad news. He's out for a scalp. He would love to get Trump's scalp. He would love to be the hero of the left to take out Trump, and he will do everything he can to do that. Gohmert further accused Mueller, a longtime former director of the FBI, of being not the upstanding, fair guy that people painted him as being. I think that's kind of interesting. He did more destruction to the FBI, weakened the FBI more so than J. Edgar Hoover or anybody ever did. He purged the training program of anything that offended radical Islamists. That's Mueller. Weakened us of our ability to see, for example, the Boston bomber. They went out to talk to him because of Mueller. They didn't know what to ask. He persistently shows disdain toward people who are very conservative. He's a problem. That's what Representative Gohmert says. And as a result, he has no faith in Mueller, and has not had faith in him since the first day he was named special counsel. Mueller says Gohmert will not be deterred by people following around him, such as FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who reportedly is planning to resign next week. Gohmert says he wants a scalp, and he would love to get POTUS. If he cannot get the president, he will take a Mike Flynn And it was kind of sad the way that all happened.
Yes. Louis Gohmert, congressman of Texas, folks, one of the heroes here. There are a number of them. We'll talk about those in the course of this show. And here's the way this, over the last 3 days, it appears that this is the way Donald Trump is going to play the field here, is that, yes, of course, Gohmert is right. Mueller is after Donald Trump's scalp. And the whole thing is a hatchet job. Get our metaphors kind of together here. However, Donald Trump is, some people think he's making a very wise play here in that he is not going to fire Mueller. And there was that great moment where he was waiting, to get into a U.S. Marine One helicopter on the lawn of the White House, and various cackling hyenas of the press were shouting out questions to him. And one of them said, "Are you going to fire Mueller?" And he said, "No, I'm not." And then, as an afterthought, he turned to the same person. He said, "Are you surprised?" Because here was the irony in what he was saying. He's aware that they want him. He is sensing, you know, that story of Uncle Remus and the tar baby,
yeah.
Where they say, how did the story go? I said, something like, I think the Brer Rabbit, Brer Fox, and Brer Bear. But anyway, I think the storyline goes, don't touch that tar baby, or something. The person is told not to do something that actually is desired. They want them to touch the tar baby, and they won't be able to let go of it. And so Donald Trump is being told, don't touch the tar baby. Don't fire Robert Mueller. If you fire Robert Mueller, that's going to be terrible for you. I think the story there is, don't throw me in the briar patch. Don't throw me in the briar patch. And they actually want to be thrown in the briar patch. Well, the Democrats want Donald Trump to fire Mueller as maybe a last hope for them, because the Mueller investigation, here's the point, the Mueller investigation is coming completely undone. It's completely off the rails.
That's good to hear.
And it's being exposed. People like McCabe, people like Peter Strzok, people like Bruce G. Orr, they're being exposed for the absolutely corrupt political operatives, not professional FBI or Justice Department personnel that they are. And so Donald Trump letting the Mueller investigation come to its own sad conclusion. And it's getting worse for Mueller, because the evidence of actual collusion with bad actors in Russia by Hillary Clinton is so glaringly obvious. Mueller, who's supposed to be, what's his charge? He's supposed to be investigating the existence of collusion with the Russians, trying to affect, of course, the Russians, what a broad term, who the heck are the Russians, okay? But anyway, with unspecified Russians trying to affect the American election. Well, Hillary Clinton did that in spades, folks. So Mueller is actually in a bad situation where he might very much like to be fired and go out as a martyr, saying, you know, wow, you didn't let me. I was so close. I was this close. I had Trump. I had him nailed, and he fired me. Boo-hoo. He doesn't have anything on Donald Trump. And he's studiously ignoring mountains of evidence against Hillary Clinton.
That uranium one is a reeking toilet.
Exactly.
And if you're looking for connections with some Russians, as I understand it, Hillary basically...
Yes, we'll come back to that right after this break, and hopefully some phone calls from you. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
Back, folks.
No kind of chance for.
And you know, in all of this,
that's great one from Earl Haggard.
Yeah, yes. And the folks, I want to bring you a quote here that I think, you know, of all the great quotes, we got all these great comments from folks like Louis Gohmert, for example. Louis Gohmert's done a great job. Of all these quotes, I think the most devastating is the one I'm about to play for you. It's very short. Stuart Varney on Fox Business Network was interviewing James Carlstrom, a good Swedish name, James Carlstrom, former deputy director of the FBI. Let's look up his bio here. The FBI assistant director. FBI assistant director. Born in 1943, so he's 5 years older, blah, 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 blah. He's 74 years old, I guess. And worked for 27 years in the FBI. Former Marine Corps captain, Vietnam veteran. What a distinguished life he has led. James K. Kallstrom. K-A-L-L-S-T-R-O-M. Listen to what he says. Now, I will call this, see if I counted it right, the five big yeses. He's going to say yes five times, maybe it's six times, I don't know, to in the interview you're going to hear with Stuart Varney. Let me get to it right here, and let's play it. But this is, consider the source, James Kallstrom, assistant director of the FBI. Not just anybody. This is a guy who's talking as a peer about people like Andrew McCabe, current assistant director of the FBI. Normally, you don't knock your, you know, somebody who came into your job. That's very gauche in politics, unless you have to do it. So listen to what he has to do, because it's gotten, the rot is so bad in his beloved institution, the FBI. Here it is.
Subpoenas from the Justice Department that want to look into this thing.
I want to summarize this. I want to be very clear about it. I have said, in my opinion, and it is an opinion, there is a cabal active within the FBI and the Justice Department,
yes,
which hates Trump,
yes,
which protected Hillary Clinton,
yes,
and tried to bring down Donald Trump.
Yes.
And that is an extraordinary story of interference in an American presidential,
yes,
election.
It is.
And you're agreeing with me on this?
Oh, yeah, and we've been talking about this in different
yeah, but now it's out in the open. Now we're saying
without question, that's what it was. This, yeah, just like the whole so-called Clinton investigation was phony from the beginning. We've talked about that. No grand jury, giving witnesses immunity, putting all the subjects in one room at the same time. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's nuts what they did.
Look, James, I've got coming up on a hard break, but I want to...
So, folks, there in a few seconds, Kallstrom just lowers the boom. And this is a guy, he has lots and lots of friends in the FBI still. He was in there for 27 years. And a little later, in a minute later, in this interview, he says something very, very encouraging to us, which is that, hey, folks, with a twinkle in his eye and a grin, he says, there's something big coming, folks, from within the FBI. The good guys within the FBI are going to take down, he says, in effect, are going to take down these corrupt people who had taken over the FBI at the top anyway, during the Obama administration and earlier, Bush as well. So very, very, that to me is the best news, to hear James Kallstrom say that. Prior to Kallstrom saying it, the most encouraging thing for me was hearing Newt Gingrich say it. Former Speaker of the House, again, considering the source, Speaker of the House knows what he's talking about when he talks about these people at the top, and he knows these people. So, but Gingrich was topped by James Kallstrom. It's a name probably most of us are not current with, James Kallstrom, but we need to, refamiliarize ourselves with this man. Who says, and notice the way he says it. He doesn't say, well, maybe this happened. He said, of course. That's exactly how it happened. The people at the top of the FBI, at the top of the Justice Department, deliberately trying to take down Donald Trump's campaign and then his presidency. And folks, as Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio, said, another good guys, that's as bad as it gets. We'll be right back. I'll check the call board and see you right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
I have Joe left in George in Texas on the line. George, we'll get you in a moment. Chris in Las Vegas, you're next after George. And I'd like to play one other golden moment from recent days, to add to Gingrich's moment and James Carlstrom's moment. Here's another incredibly important, just something that occurred in a matter of a minute or two. So important for our future. This is Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, the longest serving senator by far, 40 years in the Senate. Of Utah, a member of the Mormon Church, and just an institution in the U.S. Senate. Here is Orrin Hatch at this most momentous moment at the White House in the presidency so far, which was almost the entire Senate and House assembled on the lawn and front steps of the south side of the White House in a victory celebration for the passage of the tax cut. This occurred on the 20th, December 20th. And listen to what Orrin Hatch has to say. And then I'm going to share with you in the last couple of days the furious reaction from the never Trumpers. There are some of them in Utah.
Yes. That was very interesting.
They're trying to run Orrin Hatch out of office. The Salt Lake City Tribune, in a vicious comment, said that it's time for Orrin Hatch to quit. Really, really vicious thing. So there's a real war going on in Utah within the Mormon community. People like Mitt Romney that hate Donald Trump. And interesting, I didn't realize this. We've been speaking ill of Jeff Flake, Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona. I was researching him during Christmas. He is also a Mormon. And by the way, I found out I'm related to Jeff Flake. Maybe have time to talk about that a little bit. Very related to Jeff Flake. And he, of course, is very virulently against Donald Trump. But then you have Orrin Hatch, and that's where the future is. That's where we are. Orrin Hatch, listen to what he has to say.
I want to ask Orrin Hatch, a special friend of mine, I can tell you that, somebody that spoke really well of me when it wasn't exactly the easiest thing to do. He was just always in there, always fighting for all of us, and did a fantastic job as chairman. Orrin, say a few words, please.
It's a who-who. Who's who here behind him?
Well, Mr. President, I have to say that you're living up to everything I thought you would. You're one heck of a leader, and we're all benefiting from it. This bill could not have passed without you, couldn't have passed without the Alaskan delegation, couldn't have passed without the leadership in the House and the Senate, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and the other leaders as well. All I can say is that we're making headway. This is just the beginning. You often think about it, this president hasn't even been in office for a year. And look at all the things that he's been able to get done by sheer will in many ways. And I just hope that we all get behind him every way we can, and we'll get this country turned around in ways that will benefit the whole world. But above all, benefit our people and bring us all to a realization of how really great America really is and how the rest of the world depends on us. I love this country. I came from very humble roots. And I have to say that this is one of the great privileges of my life to stand here on the White House lawn with the President of the United States, who I love and appreciate so much, and with these wonderful colleagues and cabinet members who stand behind us. And to see all of you and realize that you care too. All I can say is that God loves this country. We all know it. We wouldn't be where we are without him. And we love all of you. And we're going to keep fighting. And we're going to make this the greatest presidency that we've seen, not only in generations, but maybe ever. God bless all of you.
Thank you.
Paul Ryan just said, how good was that?
Now, folks, Paul?
James, I have still have some reservations about Orrin Hatch for reasons I've spoken about before, but I was particularly moved by that speech and shocked by the efforts of the major newspaper in Utah to basically run Orrin Hatch out of town on a rail, or get him to resign. Now, I see
And notice, Paul, notice that the Salt Lake City Tribune didn't do this until that little statement from Orrin Hatch, that huge endorsement of Donald Trump. I think that is what actually motivated the Salt Lake City Tribune to go after Hatch.
Which makes them show their colors. I sense a globalist agenda here, pushing, as you just mentioned, Mitt Romney, who is utterly not one of us, and a terminal globalist. That was a powerful speech, and I think we should pay attention.
And folks, and this, what we see playing out in the Mormon Church is actually what is, of course, playing out for all of us Europeans. Is that you know, the battle rages. The never Trumpers amongst all, all groups, religious and ethnic, among white folks. We've got never Trumpers, you know, here, there, and everywhere. And then we've got real patriots. And so we're sort of separating the men from the boys, ladies. You, this applies to you as well. And we're finding out. I love, as our caller from Missouri said, we're finding out who the real Americans are when we finally have elected a real American to the presidency. And let me just add before I forget, Orrin Hatch mentioned he comes from humble origins. Let me tell you, folks, I researched him as well as Jeff Flake over the weekend. How humble were Orrin Hatch's origins? Well, he's in his 80s now. He grew up in the Pittsburgh area of Pennsylvania. He grew up in a house with no hot water or indoor plumbing. And so, you know, an outhouse, that's how humble his origins are. And he also, I mean, he has some history that's just amazing. He lost his older brother that he loved so much, was knocked out of the air and killed in World War II in a B-26 over Austria. So this man's life, you know, an incredible life. And the longest serving, this is underappreciated, senator, not just the longest, by far, in the U.S. Senate. And so, Paul, when you and I were John Birchers, a young Orrin Hatch was elected in 1976. That's the same year, but I ran for Congress in 76. I got a few million or hundreds of thousands of votes less than Orrin Hatch. But no, I didn't win. I just, in case anyone was wondering, I didn't win. But I ran as an independent for Congress as a John Bircher in the 5th Congressional District of Missouri in 1976. Orrin Hatch ran his very first political campaign, same for me, actually, and my first and last. And he, but maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a little fuel left in the tank. I might make another run for something. But Orrin Hatch.
I think you should.
Well, Orrin Hatch won. He won in his first outing for senator from Utah, and he's won. He's done nothing but win ever since. And that statement, you know, there were really, you could feel the tears in his eyes, the emotion. His voice was breaking. And as he talked about, you know, God, our people, you know, our love for our nation and for our people. And then that extraordinary statement, we will make this presidency the greatest of all time. I mean, that was enough, I think, to set the Salt Lake City Tribune's liberal teeth on edge. And they went into a fit and came out with an article demanding that Orrin Hatch quit the Senate.
That I found extraordinary in its vehemence. I would have thought, you know, maybe they would just kind of, you know, hope he would decide to retire, but there seems to be a rage and desperation about this.
Yes, yes, indeed. So the fight rages in the Mormon community as it does in our whole community, folks. And let's go to our community right now. And George, we lost you, George. If you can call back in, we'll pick you up. Let's go to our second caller, Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, I hope you had a good Christmas there.
Well, it was tolerable, James. I appreciate you asking. Hope yours went well. If you allow me, I wanted to look back to James Kallstrom's, the former very credible, respected FBI agent, not to be confused with what we've had the last couple of cycles in these fixer cover-up artists for the cabal. In fact, that word that he used, cabal, if we look back to the etymology of the word, coming from ancient Hebrew, ka being an assembly of worshippers, and Baal being worshippers of Baal as the black god of Osiris.
Chris, before you go on, thank you very much. I just want to ask you what your audio setup there is. It sounds like you're It sounds like you're on your Harley on the interstate there outside of Las Vegas. Are you?
Well, it's my little Hyundai. I'm traveling and trying to keep the revs down. I apologize for the background. I'm almost to a point where I can slow down and be a little less distractive, hopefully.
No, no, as long as we know, you sound okay. You sound okay. We know you're on the road, so we can explain the sound. Now you're making a good point. Continue.
Well, Carlstrom's a very credible former FBI agent. I don't remember what year he retired in, but it had to be before Comey and the one before him, maybe even before Gonzalez, as I recall. And so, and the Department of Justice, of course, is just as corrupt a cesspool as the FBI is. But that etymologic definition may not be the one he was referring to. He may also be talking about an embedded cell, a sleeper cell, of Obama-Solinsky-ite holdovers deeply dug in and embedded throughout the FBI and the Department of Justice and other law enforcement agencies around America, which pose a clear and present danger to the Trump administration. I'm not convinced myself that Sessions is any better. We know he's paid in his DOJ office by the World Bank, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and he had prior contributions and close associations with the Hillary Clinton gang, the Clinton gang, if you like that better, that certainly question his veracity to his alleged oath and obligation to serve the president faithfully and honestly. It seems he's more of a sleeper agent himself, and refusing to do his duty as being a very black eye on the Department of Justice office, apparently making them impotent and unable to enforce the law against all people, equal access under justice and equal justice under the law for all. It appears that some elites, like the Hillary Clinton gang and others, sycophants of the group that were involved in the fixing of elections and the bashing of Donald Trump, not that I'm a big Trump supporter necessarily, but he's a lot better than Hillary Clinton, thank goodness for America. And so I think we have to, really, it's time to get rid of Sessions and get somebody like Carlstrom in there to head up the Department of Justice or the FBI. Maybe Trey Gowdy would be a good choice.
Yes, I appreciate everything you're saying there. Yeah, a sleeper cell inside of the FBI and an Alinsky unit inside of the FBI, inside of the Justice Department. It's certainly... I mean, Carlstrom was unequivocal, folks. He said, this is definitely what happened. And this is unprecedented in American history. People inside a deep state unit, inside of, the FBI itself, taking out the president. That's a coup d'etat, folks. That is a group of people numbering, in the dozens, canceling you as voters in your 63 million. That is a coup d'etat.
Good Leninism. Lenin, not too long before he had the stroke, which would eventually kill him, ordered communists to stop directly confronting the Christian churches. They used to do that by being flamboyantly atheistic and mocking Christianity. And he told them to cool it, and to get in and infiltrate. And it's a long story, longer than we can get into tonight, but my belief is that they effectively infiltrated most of the mainline Protestant churches through the World Council of Churches and infiltrated the Catholic Church, and that eventually led to the catastrophe of Vatican II. And this would actually make a lot of sense from a Leninist point of view and from a Saul Alinsky point of view. You get inside the enemy institutions, you stop confronting them directly, get inside and take them over. And I think from what Carlstrom is saying, that's what's happened. And this is, this is more devious than the average, honest, well-meaning nationalist can think of. We think of directly confronting our opponents and so on, but, sort of joining them, infiltrating, twisting the organization, that's more than most of us our heads are not in that space.
A couple of closing points, if you don't mind. I believe it was Kennedy that said something to the effect that we can survive terrorists from without, but the true danger is our enemies from within. This is exactly what we're speaking of. The West Coast, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in this area out here in the western United States, is so rotten with a cancer within the criminal justice system, the courts. We've seen the usurpation of the president's will by judicial activism, terrorism, if you will, these black-robed gods, as they self-deem themselves to be, having the audacity to take exception with the lawful actions of this president. And that speaks to a seditious conspiracy to undermine the republic and the government of the United States of America and the will of the people, who spoke in mass by the monstrous showing of the red states and the small representation of even the stolen aspects of the blue states, of the Hillary Clinton gang, with their fixing of votes, their hacking of the boxes, and so on and so forth. They had a pitiful showing, and the monstrous rising of the sleeping...
Chris, can you stay with us? Chris, stay on the line. We'll be right back for our final segment.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
I'm very much enjoying this phone call from Chris in Las Vegas. It sounds like you pulled over, Chris, and your audio is excellent. And you're making great points. I encourage you to call this show often, Chris. You're quite an astute analyst.
Well, thank you very much, James. The last point I'd make, that Trump is supposed to be a great businessman, a Wharton School of Business, a experienced constructor, builder of things in America to make America break again. And anybody knows in a corporate takeover, the CEO, the first thing he does, he comes in, he cleans house of the head offices first, and then troubleshoots any other problems within. Trump did not do that. He gave the benefit of the doubt to the existing Obamaite appointees and thought that they would own up and give their allegiance to Trump. They did not. They have radically hidden behind their skirts and sold out the president, thrown him under the bus, conspired against him to destroy him. And further, this is important, James. When we look at Psychopolitical Warfare by Kenneth Goff and the pamphlet reduced from that writing by Lavrenti Beria called Brainwashing, the former head of the Soviet KGB, the secret police, it tells us that mental healing, psychology, and psychiatry are a plot to take over this America from within by being able to use their so-called subjective interpretive perversions of law under the guise of psychiatry, which is truthfully witch doctrines or pseudoscience at the very best, to destroy our enemies and to be able to per se execute their adversaries or anybody that's polar opposite to their agenda. This is precisely what we're seeing. It is not truly science qualifiable by Federal Rule of Evidence 702 on qualification of an expert witness being observable, measurable, and repeatable to be qualifiable as expert evidence. Therefore, it is not admissible in a court as true evidence. This is important that President Trump knows this, and a dead fish, rots from the head down, and everything below it, the barrels, this cancer of perversion, of perversity, of depravity, of pedophilia, of sex abuse, sex trafficking, and drug dealing within the government has to be suppressed, or our republic is doomed forever.
Well,
thank you, Chris, very much.
Thank you, Chris, and Chris and audience. What Chris just said was seconded by Steve Bannon, who said this was our original mistake when we came into the White House. Remember, Steve Bannon was the CEO of the Trump campaign in its last 80-some days and led it to victory. Steve Bannon said, we made the mistake coming in of thinking that the personnel in place that we found, that among them would be, you know, some people who would simply have an institutional loyalty and would be okay to leave in place. Big mistake. That mistake's being corrected now. We're running out of time. We'll come back with more tomorrow night. Thank you, Paul. And Paul, I love your comment about Vladimir Lenin. We should talk more about Lenin in an upcoming show. Yeah. See you all tomorrow night.
Good night.
Good night.
Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.